Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The following program is pre-recorded.
Triple 8971 SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder. A lot of people are calling. They want to respond to my conversation I had with Rod, so I'll put some of you up in just a second, but a few more things. The mayor of L.A., Karen Bass, had an opponent named Rick Caruso. Rick Caruso was a longtime Republican, but a few years ago he changed his party affiliation to independent, and then right before he ran for mayor against Karen Bass, he changed his affiliation to Democrat. He's a billionaire. He spent $100 million of his own money. He outspent Karen Bass 10-1. Had all sorts of great ideas about homelessness, about how to build affordable housing so that the money would not be misspent the way it is right now. He lost by 9 points. The LA Times endorsed Karen Bass. Most of the other media supported Karen Bass. And despite all the money that he spent, he still lost by about 9 points. In my race in the recall election against Gavin Newsom, I was outspent 10-1. As I said, I raised about $27 million in 8 weeks. He raised all in, counting all the different contributions unions gave, over $200 million. Give me $200 million. Let's see what kind of fight we have. Now, when I ran, there was ad after ad after ad, because for a while they were scared bleepless, because the first part of the ballot, do you want Gavin Newsom recalled, was in the margin of error when I got into the race. And that's when Gavin Newsom, there's a big article in the Hollywood Reporter about how Gavin Newsom called all of his homies, all of his friends in the Hollywood industry, and asked them to donate money and to trash me, including, by the way, Snoop Dogg. He has about 14 million followers, as I recall, on Twitter, and he began trashing me, even though he supports school choice and I support school choice, and the mayor of L.A. does not. He trashed me. Who's the Uncle Tom? Who's the sellout? I'm just saying. So they ran ad after ad after ad, and none of them said, Gavin Newsom, as I explain in my book, As Goes California, My Mission to Rescue the Golden State and Save the Nation, which is on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. None of the ads said Gavin Newsom is doing a great job the way he shut down the state over COVID in a way more severe than any of the other 49 governors. Gavin Newsom did the right thing by closing all these businesses to the point where a third of all restaurants in California, because of the shutdown, gone forever. And these are the ones that are the most thinly capitalized, the ones that did not have the resources to ride it out, many of which were owned by people of color, the very kinds of people that people like Gavin Newsom purport to care about. The ad did not say, Gavin Newsom is doing a great job on crime. Crime is up. They talk about reported crime being down, but as we've discussed with John Lott of the Crime Prevention Research Center, there's two sets of stats. There's the stat by the FBI, where they keep track of reported crime, and then there's another stat by the government called victimization, where they talk about people who've been victimized by crime, whether they report it or not. And using the victimization, which is the only thing that really matters in as far as I'm concerned, crime was up substantially, including violent crime, up substantially. And what about the budget? Gavin Newsom took a $100 billion surplus and turned it into a $60 billion deficit. Did the ad say Gavin Newsom is doing a great job managing California's budget? No. I told you about our schools. Used to be ranked at the top of the nation. Now they're near the bottom, despite all the money that we're spending. Did they say Gavin Newsom is doing a great job on the quality of education in California? No, they didn't. Fire management? No. Water retention? No. What they said was stop the Republican takeover, and they showed a picture of Elder next to Donald Trump, who, by the way, didn't even endorse me. He reached out, they reached out, and they wanted to endorse me, and I said, with all due respect, love you, but they're going to make this thing about you. I want this to be about California. And a lot of other national politicians reached out and wanted to endorse me. And I said, I love it. I appreciate it. But all they're going to do is turn this into a referendum on Republicans, on people out of state. Keep this California-centric. It didn't really matter. Over and over and over again, stop the Republican takeover. Now, crime may be up. Hey, Gavin Newsom, not a Republican. Schools may suck, but hey, Gavin Newsom is not a Republican. My taxes might be through the roof. We might have the highest state income tax in the country. But I tell you what, Gavin Newsom ain't no Republican. People are leaving the state. For the first time in 150 years, people are now leaving the state. But I tell you what, Gavin Newsom ain't no Republican. People like Rod vote. That's why we're in the situation that we're in. Now, I have a lot of friends who are left-wing, who live in Los Angeles. Not a single one of them has his or her child in the public school system in Los Angeles beyond elementary. A few of them have their kids in elementary school because there's some elementary schools that are deemed to be very, very good. But beyond that, not a single one of my friends has his or her kid in a public school in the Los Angeles Unified School District, middle school or higher. Not one. And still they pull that lever for the Democratic Party, the party that does not want school choice. If this sounds like you, Mr. Rod, if the shoe fits. I talk about all of this in my book, As Goes California. And I told you what's going to happen. We have all this money, supposedly, for a bullet train to nowhere. Voters passed this initiative because, for reasons that I don't quite understand, $25 billion, and it was going to be fully funded, public-private partnership. Got public money, got no private money, next thing you know, with $50 billion. Got public money, got no private money, now it's $100 billion, and it still hasn't been built. Voters for years have passed what are called water bonds to build reservoirs, to expand the reservoirs that are there, for raising the height of dams, capture more water. One was something like $7.5 billion, another was $1.4 billion, and nothing gets done because as soon as you try, there'll be a lawsuit by some sort of environmental group claiming this or that animal, this or that fish will be jeopardized. And the politicians who get large contributions from these environmental groups, then all of a sudden, somehow, some way, decide, well, maybe not now, maybe later, nothing gets done. Are you happy with that? Are you happy with the way they run out of water fighting these fires? Are you happy that Los Angeles has lost hundreds of thousands of people in recent years? Why? The number one reason, they cannot afford the price of a home. Tomorrow we're going to be talking to an economist with UCLA named Lee Ohanian, who says the price of a home in California, in LA, in California in general, has always been somewhat higher, but now substantially higher because of the environmental laws that have been put into place that make it very difficult to build anything. Lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit, and then pressure to make sure that you use union labor when you're building a home, which is more expensive. That okay with you? You have a home in Los Angeles? You have school-age kids? You put them in a school in Los Angeles Unified School District? How do you feel about the crime? Proposition 47 allows you to steal up to $950 Not just per day, but per store. If you get caught, you've committed a misdemeanor, they write you a ticket. Zero chance of going to jail because we have cashless bail because of these soft on crime DAs. Now, we had a proposition called 36. L.A. Times opposed it. Gavin Newsom opposed it. Kamala Harris wouldn't say how she was going to vote for it one way or the other. And essentially, it gutted 47 and put a lot of crimes back to the category of felons. So if you do it, you go to jail. L.A. Times opposed it. Gavin Newsom opposed it. As I mentioned last segment, there are 58 counties in California. Every single county supported Proposition 36. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? There were two unsuccessful efforts to gather enough signatures to repeal the L.A. County D.A., George Gascon, who was appointed D.A. of San Francisco by Gavin Newsom. Those efforts failed because they didn't gather enough signatures in time. However, when George Gascon just ran for re-election, he lost by 30 points. What does it tell you? Even at some point, Californians, left-wing, trained to pull that lever for left-wing candidates, get sick. And in the city of San Francisco, where I think there might be 5% registered Democrats, they recalled three members of the San Francisco School Board because they spent more time renaming the school names from names like George Washington, because after all, he owned slaves, as opposed to reading and writing and computing. They were recalled by almost 70%. I'm Larry Elder. You've heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free too, with their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't simply mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their 3-week quick start for only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call. 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's 3-week quick start today. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
The new administration has hinted at one of its boldest moves yet. America's return to the gold standard. Backing the U.S. dollar with gold would create stability in a time of rapid economic change, pushing the price of gold higher than we've seen in decades. Those who act now could be positioned to benefit the most. Premier Gold specializes in helping those with a 401k, IRA, or other types of retirement accounts utilize a little-known loophole to move some of their savings into physical gold. Today, they'd like to send you a free gold standard kit to help you decide if this process is right for you. Call 606-800-8000 to take advantage of current rollover policies. Early action on physical gold could position your portfolio for maximum growth. Call Premier Gold at 606-800-8000. Call 606-800-8000 now. Premier Gold is not a financial advisor. Please consult with your advisor before investing. Call 606-800-8000.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Tracy Morgan.
I suffered some terrible injuries, you know.
Live.
And after I came out the coma, I was blind for a week. And where I come from, you don't want to be blind for a second. One day, my uncle was trying to walk out with my heart monitor. I said, Michael, where you going with my heart machine? Try to sell it to another hospital.
February 6th, Wind River Resort and Casino. Get tickets now at WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Must be 21.
At Stiefel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Across America, the Larry Elder Show.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Larry Elder here. Lester from Carson City, Nevada, and Dr. George from Tampa, Jane from Desert Hot Springs, California, Valerie, Colorado Springs, Eve, Gulf Shores, Alabama, Joe, Las Vegas. I'm going to talk to my next guest for a segment first, and then I'll be back to all of you. So please do not leave town. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. He is an expert on energy, environmental, and public health issues. He worked in the Trump administration's transition team for Environmental Protection Agency. He is credited with popularizing the term junk science, author of the book Scare Pollution, Why and How to Fix the EPA, and Junk Science Judo, Self-Defense Against Health Scares and Scams. He is a fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research. Please welcome to the program Steve Malloy. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing great, Larry. Happy New Year. Thanks for that.
You too. Steve, we have, as you know, six fires going on here in L.A. They're virtually zero contained. About 1,100 buildings, homes, other structures have been destroyed. Five people have died. The firefighters are running out of water. There's been criticism on the part of a lot of people that Gavin Newsom claimed that he cleared a certain number of acreage. He lied by a factor of seven about how much he actually cleared. And so I got this letter. I want you to respond to it. It was directed to me, but it might have been directed to you, Steve. You effing moron. You stupid Republicans have denied climate change, and now you want to blame Democrats. You are an anti-intellectual idiot. F off. And I don't think his name was F off. I think F off meant something else. What is your reaction when you hear the defense, well, this is all about climate change?
Yeah. Well, I feel sorry for the guy. I mean, obviously he reads too much Los Angeles Times, Washington Post, New York Times, watches too much MSNBC, whatever. Look, you know, what we have here is a failure of government. Like in August 2023, we had a failure of government in Maui. Same situation. You know, dry grasslands, dried shrubbery, strong winds come in, no preparation by the government, no warning, no water in the fire hydrants, catastrophe. This is on a much bigger scale. Fewer deaths, but property-wise, oh, my God. And I lay this at the feet of the government. The government knew that these winds were coming. They knew there was dry brush. They had done nothing about the dry brush. They didn't warn anybody. And then when the catastrophe happened, there's no water in the fire hydrants. Why is there no water? Well, the tanks are too small, and they didn't have enough power and not enough bandwidth to pump it up the hill. It doesn't really matter. There's not enough water. There's no warning. This is all on the government. It's got nothing to do with climate change. The Santa Anas are a total natural event. Shrubbery, grows in wet seasons and dies back in the winter in California, and since there was a lot of shrubbery over the last 2 years, there's even more. The government should have known that. They should have done something about it. I mean, no way has this got anything to do with emissions or climate. This is all on the government.
Joe Biden has called climate change, Steve, the biggest existential threat facing the planet, bigger than the possible acquisition of a nuclear weapon by Iran, bigger than aggression by China, bigger than Islamofascism. Climate change, biggest existential threat to the planet.
Well, in September 2023, he said that climate change, global warming by 2030 is going to be worse than nuclear war. Those are his exact words.
Yeah.
Worse than nuclear war. These people are crazy. You know, thank God he's leaving, but of course he's leaving Donald Trump with just a pile of you-know-what to deal with. It's going to take a long time to roll back all the damage Biden has done over the last 4 years, and then how do you ever atone for the inflation and all the misery he's caused? You know, they're eulogizing Jimmy Carter. I don't really get it. I mean, you know, he was terrible for us. Biden is worse. Are we going to do the same thing for Joe Biden when he goes? I mean, my God, you know, we need to get a grip on our government. I wonder, like, if all the lefties that live in the Pacific Palisades, having witnessed all this and been through this and seen their entire lives go up in smoke, are they going to change? Is this going to be enough to get them to, like, maybe Karen Bass isn't the best choice for Los Angeles, or Gavin Newsom is not the best choice for California? Are they going to change? What's it going to take?
The same people are saying that the hurricanes are more frequent and are more severe because of climate change.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's not true. There is no aspect of hurricanes that correlates with emissions or warming or anything else. The warming that we have seen over the past 40 years has been caused by the series of El Niños. The series of El Niños are why California has, you know, been so wet over the last couple of years. The last El Nino was a super El Nino and made California wet. We are now in a La Nina phase, which has made California dry. Record Santa Ana's come in, strong, spark, conflagration, simple.
Before you came on, Steve, I was talking about how in the past several years, California voters have voted for water bonds. They voted for one a few years ago, $7.5 billion, I think it was 2014, another one, $1.4 billion, yet nothing gets built because of the marriage between the Democrats in Sacramento and the environmentalists that never want anything constructed.
Yeah, well, I'm not even quite sure you could fill them. You know, thanks to Gavin Newsom and the environmentalists, 100 billion gallons of water per year get flushed out into San Francisco Bay versus going into the San Joaquin Valley for agriculture or going down to cities in Southern California because of the environmentalists. And, you know, voters are so stupid that they've fallen for this little two-inch fish, the Delta smelt. You know, it's near extinction. We've got to save it. Nobody can have any water. This is insane.
Someone yesterday pointed out that the Delta smelt wasn't even indigenous to California. And I said, neither was slavery. But that didn't stop Gavin Newsom from signing a bill to set up a panel to recommend money for black descendants of slaves here in California.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and don't even get me started on that. Look, this whole climate thing, as Donald Trump campaigned on repeatedly, is a hoax. There is no evidence that emissions are affecting the atmosphere in the slightest. You know, over the last 10 years, and actually the last 10 years and, well, actually never. No climate model has ever predicted anything. All these models are you know, based on the assumption that emissions drive warming and change weather and all that kind of stuff. And none of them have predicted anything. Yet we go on, we bang our heads against the wall. You know, still today, people are trying to blame these fires on climate, as you know, read in the beginning, and it was all over CNN, the Washington Post. It's really unbelievable. I mean, people are impervious. I'm hoping that with this fire, among people who have lost everything, you know, maybe they'll wake up a little bit.
I've got a documentary coming out pretty soon, hopefully, called EVs, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. I'm doing a crowdfunding for money to distribute it. But I concluded that there isn't any net gain for an EV when you consider the amount of fossil fuels it takes to manufacture it, the rare earth minerals that goes into the battery, and the other inputs into an EV. What's your quick take on that? We have about 30 seconds.
Yeah, well, so every EV purchase makes us completely dependent on China. You can't build an EV without China. And then, you know, for all you liberals out in California, you know, all the batteries need cobalt that comes from child labor in Africa run by Chinese mining companies. EVs offer they don't improve air quality. They don't improve the climate. They just make us more dependent on China. They make us poor. They cost more. There's just another, you know, government-ordered disaster.
Other than that, Steve Malloy, thank you very much for coming on. I appreciate it.
All right, Larry, thank you.
God bless.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAVE. That's 888-971-7243. El Dorado's Let Larry Know What's On Your Mind.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I'm Larry Elder. You remember when Joe Biden was on the podcast, the show of Charlemagne the God, and told Charlemagne the God, "You ain't really black if you don't know whether you want to vote for me or vote for Trump." And Charlemagne wasn't even insulted. And I called him out when I was on his show, Charlemagne the God show. I was on there for about an hour. You can go to YouTube and check it out. Well, Erica D. Smith, the one that referred to me as a black face of white supremacy, did the same thing, essentially. Because she's black, I'm black, and I'm supposed to think a certain way and I don't, I'm the black face of white supremacy. And when Karen Bass was elected mayor of Los Angeles, the same woman, Erica D. Smith, said, Karen Bass has been elected mayor of Los Angeles. She's black and female, quote, and this is a big deal, close quote. Well, L.A. has had a black mayor before. A man named Tom Bradley was elected four times. California has never had a black governor. Had I been elected governor, I would have been the first black governor of California. And I never said anything about that because I don't want people to vote for me or against me because of my race. But to follow that logic, if voting for a black female, the first black female mayor of L.A. is a big deal, voting for a black male for governor of California is an even bigger deal. And by the way, when the campaign was over, I invited Ms. Smith to come on my show and explain to people how it is that I am the black face of white supremacy. First, she said she didn't get the invitation, so we sent it again, and then she said she received it. But I've said all I have to say, so she declined my invitation to come on the show to explain why I'm the black face of white supremacy. Typical. Lester is in Carson City, Nevada. Lester, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Hey, good day to you, Larry. Good to be with you. Hey, listen, I want to talk about these climate zealots like Karen Bass and Joe Biden, John Kerry, Gavin Newsom, and others. You know, it seems to me that these folks that so shamelessly fly around the world like Mrs. Bass for no good reason, or John Kerry, or even Joe Biden, that they might be better off, instead of turning the screws on Americans on climate, that they might be better off reforming the carbon emissions of the governments that they manage, and they're charged with having oversight and stewardship over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's one thing I've learned in my long experience in watching exempt government vehicles, whether they're state, local, or federal, is they're always running around government workers flying solo in a Ford guzzle duty pickup or a Dodge Ram guzzle duty pickup, the biggest, most gas-guzzling thing that you can find, running errands all over the place for no good reason. It seems to me that that they should look for reforms in decarbonizing and downsizing the governments they manage before they turn their screws on the American people on climate change.
Lester, same thing I would say with all of these people from Hollywood. You look at these award shows, where they pull up in, these gas-guzzling SUVs, not a problem. It was just a study about the carbon footprint of people that own EVs. These are the people that fly around on jets, and they usually have more than one car, and their footprint is larger than people who do not own EVs. Is this thing on? I would urge this, too, for the people who are proponents of climate change alarmism. The article in the New York Times magazine a few years ago called The Civil Heretic, about a man named Freeman Dyson. He has since died. He was in his 90s at the time. He was a physicist, brilliant man. He was also a Democrat. He voted for Barack Obama. But he also was what would be called a climate change skeptic, if not denier. Now, he wasn't a climate scientist. He was just brilliant. And he decided to start looking into the research and the science, inspired in part by Al Gore's documentary, An Inconvenient Truth. And if you read the article, in a very scholarly way, he talks about the history of the planet, that at one time, that the planet was warmer than it is right now, when there weren't factories, when there weren't cars, and that the whole thing was bogus. So, you want to have a really detailed discussion about what's wrong with the climate change alarmist proponents, read the article, The Civil Heretic. New York Times, of all places. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. We come back. Rita in Omaha has a question for our friend Rod, if he's still listening. Larry Elder.
Larry will be right back. Stay tuned.
It If pain is affecting your life, I have the perfect New Year's resolution for you. Make 2025 the year of feeling good again. Larry Oda here. The year of moving better, sleeping better, feeling more alive, and do it with Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it doesn't just mask pain temporarily, it helps reduce or eliminate pain. Over 1 million people have turned to Relief Factor. Feel the difference it can make in your life. Give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call. 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. You can start feeling better in 3 weeks or less. And every day you feel better is a day you live better. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, make 2025 the year of feeling good again. Try Relief Factor's 3-week quick start today. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My debt problem started probably about 2016. I needed my life to change financially. I called Trinity, and I ended up joining based on high credit card bills and high interest rate. And my counselor at Trinity has been great, and Trinity has been helping me to get on the right path of paying off these credit card bills, bringing down the interest rate. They have consolidated my bills into one low monthly payment. And now I am finally getting out of credit card debt. So I just want to say thank you, Trinity, for showing me a better and greater path.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Sharon, and soon I will be debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
You're listening to The Larry Elder Show.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Larry Elder here. Rita is in Omaha. Rita, you're on The Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Hi, Larry. I'd like to know how Rod would feel if his house was about to get fired or, you know, caught on fire, and the firemen are standing outside his house with big old hoses, and they have no water. Is Rod such a moron that he doesn't realize that you need water to put out a fire?
I consider that to be a rhetorical question. Thank you very much for the call. Of course, I have no good ideas, such as making sure that we have enough water for things like fires and things like agriculture. But, you know, Since I lost, therefore, I had no good ideas, correct? Joan is in Long Island, New York. Joan, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.
I didn't know I was going to be talking to you. Listen, I just came on to your show, and this whole thing with California. Years ago, I saw a movie, which you probably heard of and you probably saw. It's called China Syndrome.
I did see
it. And this, to me, is no accident. It's very strange, very real. And I'm telling you, people want to buy up land. You got the George Soroses. You got the Bill Gates. I don't trust any of them. And it's just a very scary thing. When I, this fire thing, all I thought about was the China Syndrome movie.
Yeah, that's the one with Jane Fonda and Michael Douglas. We don't really know what's the cause of these fires. There have been six of them now in different parts of Southern California. And we may never know the cause of all of them, but certainly we'll know the cause of some of them. And we'll find out how many of them were negligence, down power lines. We don't know. But whether or not this was intentional, again, we don't know. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. Valerie is in Colorado Springs. You're on the Larry Elder Show.
Hi, Larry.
Valerie, how are you?
I'm good. So I used to work in the L.A. Harbor area, neighborhood council leader since 2016 and former president of the Wilmington Neighborhood Council. And, you know, these city leaders do not want to take responsibility. They do not want to be held accountable. But, as you know, that's what we do. And we weigh in on the budget. And certainly we have to hold them accountable, especially safety should be as the number one priority, okay? They can't just say they didn't know about the current situation. Or how could Karen Bass know something like this was going to happen? And I know you were talking about this earlier. It is the responsibility of her. It's the responsibility of her to know everything that's happening in her district.
Absolutely.
And not her responsibility to be going to another country when we have so many issues at hand. And this is responsibility for office, the oath that she takes, and this current situation with the dry fire hydrants, and it just caught a catastrophic fire, it's neglect of duty, you know?
No question about it. Thank you very much for the call. By the way, you know, a number of firefighters were suspended and fired for refusing to take the vaccine. Now, when the vaccine mandate was repealed, they were offered their jobs back, but they were still under threat of being disciplined. We'll talk about that later on in the show. 888-971-SHGE is the number. Eve is in Gulf Shores, Alabama. Eve, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you for calling.
Yes, sir. Thank you for listening to me. I am going to backtrack a little bit. I do want to congratulate you for ever running for office in California, because for too long there's been no voter ID supervision. And I think there's been more selections than elections for many, many years. And I would suggest that since 150,000 poll watchers were hired for this last election, that's actually what, thank God, turned the table. And I was stationed in Florida with my husband when Ron DeSantis and Rick Scott were elected. And I don't think they would have been elected if Rick Scott hadn't challenged all the provisional ballots in all those Miami-Dade counties. Mm-hmm. He did. He went down there election night and said, prove it. And they couldn't prove it. So that is what turned the table. And I think that we do need to fix elections as much as the border, because we do not need to have selections in this country. We don't need pizza boxes taped up in the windows of places in Philadelphia or anywhere else when people want to see what's going on. So I congratulate you. There's no telling, if there had been real voter ID, how close you may have come to being elected. You can't prove either way. And I also have this suggestion about climate change. Mm-hmm. When all the oil was created by the heat and the burning and all those dinosaurs supposedly went underground and created the fossil fuels, I have one question for everybody who's bought into this religion of climate change. You know what that question is? How many dinosaurs were driving cars?
Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. That's why I referred to what's called the little medieval warming period. During the medieval times, when the climate was warmer than it is right now, no cars, let alone dinosaurs driving the cars. Eve, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. The former county sheriff talked about all of the money that was allocated for water, but only a fraction of it was spent. Number 11.
Joining us with reaction is former L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva. Alex, thank you for being here. This is, by all accounts, a devastating wildfire.
Yes.
Uncontained, two deaths so far. You can see the damage in those live shots. Governor Newsom declaring a state of emergency, yet some are criticizing the local authorities and the response teams. Do you think that criticism is fair?
Well, you got to recognize that there was a bond measure in 2014, Proposition 1, that allocated $7.5 billion for the infrastructure for to capture water in reservoirs to have it available so our hydrants would be basically full of water and in times of need. And only a fraction of that money has been spent. It has all been tied up in bureaucratic nightmare. Then you have the workforce itself. You have fire, L.A. County, L.A. City Fire, their numbers are depleted. LAPD, L.A. Sheriffs, their numbers are depleted.
We're going to talk about why those numbers went down, in part because of COVID. Sheriff Villanueva was on our show earlier today. 888-971-SAGE. Larry Elder.
Special Jackson Harlow, welcome home.
Military Movies and Cadence International offers a holiday gift for the military members on your list. Lonesome Soldier.
Boy,
that's
problem.
He has PTSD. He just needs some time to heal.
Life's not over. It's just different.
Cadence, a ministry that offers faith and hope to military families, urges you to watch the movie and share the story.
Driving down the road doesn't go away. The bar doesn't go away. It just doesn't stop. It just doesn't stop.
This holiday season, give the powerful motion picture Lonesome Soldier as a unique gift for active or retired military members and their families.
We're soldiers, Harlow. We keep fighting.
Watch the film and share this moving story. Give it as a holiday gift or gift the film to a vet and watch it together. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, everyone. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma within the past 20 years, listen up, because you could be entitled to significant cash compensation. For years, the weed killer Roundup was used in homes, farms, and gardens, and now studies have proven a direct link between Roundup and this deadly cancer. So if you or someone you know have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, call us and find out if you qualify for a cash settlement. 800-842-6060. That's 800-842-6060. Time to file a claim is running out, so don't delay. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can find out if you qualify for a monetary award. Call 800-842-6060. That's 800-842-6060. 800-842-6060. Call now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Hi, everyone. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma within the past 20 years, listen up, because you could be entitled to significant cash compensation. For years, the weed killer Roundup was used in homes, farms, and gardens, and now studies have proven a direct link between Roundup and this deadly cancer. So if you or someone you know have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, call us and find out if you qualify for a cash settlement. 800-842-6060. That's 800-842-6060. Time to file a claim is running out, so don't delay. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can find out if you qualify for a monetary award. Call 800-842-6060. That's 800-842-6060. 800-842-6060. Call now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Next hour, I'm going to talk about the firefighters that were removed from duty without pay for failing to meet the city's vaccination mandate. They were offered reinstatement, but still face disciplinary action for failing to get the vaccine. All of this and more, 888-971-SAGE. And the list of celebrities who've lost their home gets longer and longer. They include people like Tom Hanks and Steven Spielberg. Jody is in Seattle, Washington. Jody, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Yes, sir. Hi.
Hi.
Yes. I think the climate change is due to all the wars that Biden has been funding. What do you think, sir?
Well, certainly all the...
It's damaging our Earth.
Of course. Yeah, what kind of effect on the climate do wars have? What kind of effect on the climate do raging wildfires have? But Joe Biden says the number one threat to the planet, the existential threat to the planet, is climate change. It's sickening. Marilyn is in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Marilyn, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Hi, Larry. Thank you for taking my call. Happy New Year to you.
You too.
Thank you. What I'd like to say real quick is that, this was all a perfect plan set up by Soros and Biden. I'm sorry to say. I honestly believe it. I'm a native Californian. I moved here because of all the nonsense going on out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a shame because was born and raised out there, and I had to leave a lot behind. We've always had Santa Ana winds in California every year, and we never had destruction like that. Yes, we had fires, but
right.
Never like that.
Right.
I honestly believe nothing will be back to normal until Trump gets in and all these illegals with mental problems and the terrorists are out of our country. And I also believe that climate change... We've always had wars and we've always had fires, but they're just calling it climate change. I think that's up to God on that one. But, this is just terrible what's happening. It's happening by a perfect plan.
Well, Marilyn, thank you very much. The climate has always been changing. They used to call it global warming. And then when the models did not warm the way they thought they would warm, they then switched it over, and now they're calling it climate change. That way they can always blame it on climate change no matter what. We had hurricanes, and they said the reason we're having so many hurricanes is because of climate change. Turns out, you look back over 150 years, there's no more hurricanes than there were before. They're not any more fierce than they were before. There are more people living in hurricane-prone areas, so the damage is higher. But the idea that climate change is causing this is nonsense. But that's what they say. That way, they can shirk responsibility for failing to prepare. We come back. Firefighters were suspended without pay here in L.A. because they refused to take the vaccine. 888-971-SAGE. I am Larry Elder.
Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.